Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years in Jagannath Puri, Episode 19, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 14, taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila Chapter 19, The Inconceivable Behavior of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From that day on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's emotional state changed markedly. Lord Chaitanya's feelings of separation from Krishna doubled in intensity. As Lord Chaitanya's feelings of separation in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani increased at every moment, Lord Chaitanya's activities, both day and night, were now wild, insane performances. Suddenly there awoke within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the scene of Lord Krishna's departure to Mathura, and Lord Chaitanya began exhibiting the symptom of ecstatic madness known as Udgurna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman, holding Ramananda Roy by his neck, and Lord Chaitanya questioned Swarup Damodar, thinking him to be his gopi friend. Just as Srimati Radharani inquired from her personal friend, Vishakha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, reciting that very verse, began speaking like a madman. Kva nanda kula chandrama, kva shiki chandra kalankriti, kva mandra murali rava, kva nu sarendra nila juti, kva rasa rasatandavi, kva saki jiva rakshaushadhir, nidhir mama suhrittamaha, kva vata hanta ha dhig vidhim. My dear friend, where is Krishna, who is like the moon rising from the ocean of Maharaj Nanda's dynasty? Oh, where is Krishna, his head decorated with a peacock feather? Where is Krishna? Yes, where is Krishna, whose flute produces such a deep sound? Oh, where is Krishna, whose bodily luster is like the luster of the blue Indranila jewel? Where is Krishna, who is so expert in rasa dancing? Oh, where is Krishna, who can save my life? Kindly tell me where to find Krishna, the treasure of my life and best of all of my friends. Feeling separation from Krishna, I hereby condemn Providence, the shaper of my destiny. The family of Maharaj Nanda is just like an ocean of milk, wherein Lord Krishna has arisen like the full moon to illuminate the entire universe. The eyes of the residents of Braja are like chakora birds that constantly drink the nectar of Krishna's bodily luster, and thus they live peacefully. My dear friend, where is Krishna? Kindly let me see Krishna. My heart breaks at not seeing Krishna's face, even for a moment. Kindly show Krishna to me immediately. Otherwise, I cannot live. The women of Vrindavan are just like lilies growing hot in the sun of lusty desires. But moonlight Krishna makes them all jubilant by bestowing upon them the nectar of his hands. Oh, my dear friend, where is my moon now? Save my life by showing Krishna to me. My dear friend, where is that beautiful helmet with a peacock feather upon it, just like a rainbow upon a new cloud? And where are those yellow garments shining like lightning? And where is that necklace of pearls which resemble flocks of ducks flying in the sky? Oh, the blackish body of Krishna triumphs over the new blackish rain cloud. If a person's eyes even once capture that beautiful body of Krishna, it remains always prominent within one's heart. Krishna's body resembles the sap of the mango tree, for when it enters the minds of women, it will not come out, despite great endeavor. Thus, Krishna's extraordinary body is like a thorn of the sayaberry tree. Krishna's bodily luster shines like the Indranila gem, surpassing the luster of the tamal tree. The luster of Krishna's body drives the entire world mad because providence has made it transparent by refining the essence of the mellow of conjugal love, mixing it with moonshine. The deep vibration of Krishna's flute surpasses the thundering of new clouds and attracts the aural reception of the entire world. Thus, the inhabitants of Vrindavan rise and pursue that sound, drinking the showering nectar of Krishna's bodily luster, just like thirsty chataka birds. Krishna is the reservoir of art and culture, and Krishna is the panacea which saves my life. Oh, my dear friend, since I now live without Krishna, who is the best among my friends, I condemn the duration of my life. I think that providence has cheated me in so many ways. Why does providence continue the life of one who does not wish to live? This thought aroused anger and lamentation in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who then recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that chastises providence and makes an accusation against Krishna. Aho vidhata tavana kvachit daya sang yoja maitriya pranayena dehinaha tang chakri tartang biyunangshi apartakang vicheshtitang te arbaka cheshtitang yata. O Providence, you have no mercy, for you bring embodied souls together through friendship and affection, but before their desires are fulfilled, you separate them. Your activities are like the foolish pranks of children. Providence, you do not know the purport of loving affairs, and therefore you baffle all of our endeavors. This is very childish of you. If we could catch you, we would give you such a lesson that you would never again make such arrangements. Oh, cruel Providence, you are very unkind, for you bring together in love people who are rarely in touch with each other. And then, after you have made them meet, but before they are fulfilled, you again spread them far apart. Oh, Providence, you are so unkind. You reveal the beautiful face of Krishna, and you make the mind and eyes thus greedy. But after they have drunk that nectar for only a moment, you whisk Krishna away to another place. This is a great sin, because you thus take away what you have given as charity. Oh, misbehaved Providence, if you reply to us, no, Akura is actually at fault. Why are you angry with me? Then I say to you, Providence, you have taken the form of Akura and have stolen Krishna away. No one else would behave like this. Honestly, this is the fault of my own destiny. So why should I needlessly accuse you, Providence? There is no intimate relationship between you and me. Krishna, however, is my life and soul. It is we who live together. And so it is Krishna who has become so cruel. Krishna, for whom I have left everything, is personally killing me with his own hands. Krishna has no fear of killing women. Indeed, I am dying for Krishna. But Krishna doesn't even turn back to look at me. And now, within a moment, Krishna has broken off our loving affairs. But yet, why should I be angry with Krishna? No, it is the fault of my own misfortune. The fruit of my sinful activities has ripened, and therefore Krishna, who has always been dependent on my love, is now indifferent. This means that my misfortune is very strong. And so, in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lamented in the mood of separation. And finally, Lord Chaitanya cried out, "Alas! Alas! O Krishna, where have you gone?" Thus, feeling in his heart the ecstatic emotions of the gopis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agonized in their words, "O Govinda, O Damodara, O Madhava." Recorded July 29, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.